Section 3. You will listen to a testimonial by an IS officer. You have some time to read the questions in task 1 before the audio starts. As you listen, number the events below in the correct order. The recording will be played twice.
Rebuilding Lives, Governance in Rural India. When I was first posted to Narmada, a rural district in India, I encountered challenges that no book or training could have prepared me for. The region, though rich in culture and history, was plagued by issues of poverty, homelessness, and the aftermath of natural disasters. How could we ensure that these communities received the support they desperately needed? That was the primary question I had to address as the district's new IAS officer. The task wasn't just about providing immediate relief. It was about setting up systems and policies that would create long-term solutions. With resources limited, and the terrain difficult to navigate, coordinating between multiple departments became crucial. How do you streamline disaster relief efforts? I had to ensure that the rural families not only had shelter, but also access to education, healthcare, and employment opportunities, ensuring that they weren't just surviving, but thriving. I led the coordination efforts for the post-disaster relief program, directing teams to quickly assess the damage and prioritize the construction of temporary shelters. But that was only the first step. What happens once the immediate crisis is over? The challenge was to ensure that these families would have a safe, permanent place to call home. I worked closely with local government bodies, NGOs, and urban planning experts to design shelters that could withstand future natural disasters. The key to success was the collaboration between various government agencies and non-governmental organizations. I facilitated workshops for local leaders to help them understand their roles in managing the shelters and securing funds. Isn't it true that true development comes when the community and government work hand in hand? This partnership was the backbone of the project's success. One of the most rewarding moments came when we were able to hand over some newly constructed shelters to the families, ensuring they had a permanent place to rebuild their lives. But the real success was in creating a sustainable model that the local authorities could maintain. With the right policies in place, families were able to regain not just their homes, but also their dignity and hope for the future. Isn't that what good governance is about? Creating systems that work, not just for today, but for tomorrow, ensuring that no one is left behind in the process.